We all understand the concept. Something becomes obsolete, it goes into a museum, so generations of kids can point at it and say, "What's that?" That's where the whalebone corset ended up, and the wooden peg leg, the spinning wheel, and the original bicycle. The question for three graduate students was, what about the sounds that have become obsolete? The national anthem as the TV station signed off for the night, the See and Say toy, the sound of a microfiche machine zipping through newspaper archives, the ring of an old cash register adding up your purchases. And so was born the Museum of Endangered Sounds, a 10-year project to archive the sounds that define our age and preserve them as binary code. And so the question we ask you is this: what sounds from your childhood are going extinct, and what do they mean to you? For a listener in Oklahoma City, it's the bell that rang, telling him to move from one class to another in high school. Not the short beep that many schools use now, but the actual metal bell that clanged and now reminds him of better, younger days. And in this age of Netflix and Hulu, one listener in Atlanta, Georgia, is nostalgic for the hum of a VHS tape rewinding. That's why we talk about the sights and sounds of our hometowns. Memory is a multi-sensory experience. What would elementary school have been without the sound of the mimeograph machine in the front office making pungent purple copies of class handouts? And for Brad in Roseville, Michigan, it's the sound of a train approaching from miles away. There's too much noise pollution now, he says, to hear them until they're close. Some of the sounds we miss are not quite so picturesque, like one listener in Cliff Park, New Jersey, who was obviously an early AOL adopter.
You've got mail.
But I'm with this listener in Providence, Rhode Island, whose childhood soundtrack was his mother, the newspaper reporter, clattering away on her electric typewriter into the dark hours of the night. Most Americans don't end up living in the same place they grew up, and so the sounds of youth and happiness for many are the noises of their hometowns. Like the listener who hears our show in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but grew up hearing the buses in the Bronx passing by their fourth-story bedroom as they tried to sleep. Hometown buses and passing freight trains. For many people, it's the sound of the streets that takes them back. For me, it's the horns of the lowriders in L.A. playing La Cucaracha. But for a listener in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's this sound that calls children from blocks away. So what is the sound that calls to you, reminds you of your childhood? What's the sound that's disappeared from your life soundtrack? The sound you would most want to preserve?
This is Ernie from Westford, Massachusetts calling. The things that I remember, the sounds from my childhood, are the clink of milk bottles as the milkman put them in the container in front of our house.
Maybe it's the phonograph needle getting to the end of a record, the voice of the atomic clock telling you the time, the whir of the slide projector in school. Tell us what sounds deserve to be preserved at 877-8-MY-TAKE.